Track 9. Back to the sports desk once more. This is Brian Gall with the latest news. As far as the local football team, Stourbridge Football Club, are concerned, the past week's been a bit of a blot on a very successful autumn. Last midweek they faced a big test, a match against the league leaders Kettering, away from home, which the hosts won by 4-2. Prior to this match, these teams had been level on points at the very top of the league, but Kettering had a slightly better goal difference and had also played 2 matches fewer than Stourbridge. Glasboys manager Gary Hackett felt his side had played quite well, had caused problems to the leaders' defence and might have profited more from their enterprise, but although his team had fallen behind the league leaders with this defeat, he was consoled with the thought that the season still has a very long way to go. Then, come Saturday, Stourbridge were back at their Memorial Ground home versus Tamworth. This is a match they would probably have expected to win, but the result was a 1-1 draw that further interrupts their pursuit of league honours. No rest for the wicked, however. Last night, Tuesday, they were due in league action once more, away from home at Biggleswade, another club quite high up in the league standings, so Glasboys faced another battle to maintain their challenge for league honours, but it worked out well for Stourbridge, who won the match 2-1. Just along the road at Halesowen Town Football Club, in the same league as Stourbridge, a search has begun for a new manager, following the resignation of John Hill, who's been in charge for the last 300 matches or so. The Yelts, as Halesowen are known, are enduring a tough season. Only 3 wins out of 14 league games so far, although there have been a few draws along the way as well, and the club languished just above the relegation places. The club was bought by new owners at the beginning of the season, and they're clearly still seeking the right blend. Saturday's local rugby at Stourton Park featured Stourbridge in action against Sedgley Park, an opponent they have regularly faced in close encounters. Not much has changed. I remember 12 months ago the home side hung on to win by 33 points to 31, and again this time there was little or nothing between the teams. What had changed from recent weeks was that Stourbridge were more purposeful, more decisive, tackled fiercely and used the pace of their backs whenever they could. The visitors were not lacking in pace either. They had a couple of centres who tore holes in the home defence, and it all provided an afternoon of right royal entertainment. There was never much of a margin on the scoreboard. Stourbridge were 7 points to the good in the first 5 minutes, thanks to their pacey fullback who ran with the ball untouched for practically the entire length of the field. But it only took a further few minutes for Sedgley to level the scores, and it went on like that all afternoon. There was only one gap of just a few minutes' duration when the home side were behind on the scoreboard. Otherwise, they managed to keep their noses in front until the end, when the final score was Stourbridge 36, Sedgley 29. A relief for home fans, Stourbridge's first win after 3 successive defeats, and it's moved them up a place to 9th in the league table. Now, Yorkshire beckons, a visit to Otley this coming Saturday. Stourbridge Lions, the amateur side that also occupies Stourton Park, were on the receiving end of a drubbing on Saturday when they paid a visit to Bromsgrove. Bromsgrove, who have been a powerhouse in the Midlands 1 West League all season, won the match by 61 points to 14, the Lions' 4th successive defeat. The Midlands 1 West League, which includes teams all the way from Hereford to Stoke-on-Trent, is a local powerhouse this season, with Dudley Kings Winford and Old Halesonians, as well as Bromsgrove, all among the top 5 in the standings. Stourbridge Lions have sunk down the table due to recent results, but remain 10th in the 14-team league. And the final international matches in the autumn series also took place at the weekend. England romped to a 37 points to 18 victory against Australia. Wales beat South Africa by 20-11, and Scotland just about prevailed against Argentina with a 14-9 victory at Murrayfield. England's only blemish in their 4 matches was that narrow loss against New Zealand a fortnight ago, but Wales take the prize for a 4-0 whitewash of the other nations, and Irish supporters will be dining out for years on their victory against the New Zealand All Blacks. And a bit more dining out to be done, this time by followers of England cricket. The reason? A 3-0 whitewash of Sri Lanka to conclude England's Test match team's victory in the final match in Colombo on Monday. Victories by England away from home have been rare enough, to win every one of the 3 tests in a series almost unheard of. But it was a close match, the final one in the schedule, marked by Sri Lanka batting collapses, yet spirited fightbacks as well. England had put down a marker in their first innings with a total of 336, in which Bairstow stood out with a brilliant century. But Sri Lanka were well on course to secure a first innings lead when, unaccountably, they fell from 187 for two to 240 all out. Rashid's 5 wickets for England did most of the damage. England's second innings added 230 runs to their total, leaving the hosts what appeared a formidable task to score 327 to win the match. They failed, but by a lesser margin than England probably expected. Formidable innings of 86 by Mendis and 65 from Silver brought them within just 40 runs short of the target when the last wicket fell. The spin bowlers, Leach and Moeen, each took 4 wickets, and Leach added a brilliant run out with a direct throw to dismiss Mendis when the Sri Lankan batsman threatened to win the match for his country. A great series win for England and a boost to morale prior to Australia's tour over here next summer. But England's ladies team lost again in the final of the World T20 competition against Australia. This tournament, played in the West Indies, concluded on Sunday with an overwhelming defeat for the England ladies. They were all back in the pavilion with only 105 runs on the board, almost half of them scored by opening bat Danielle Wyatt. In fact, only 2 English batswomen reached double figures. Australia found that total almost laughable and won the match by 8 wickets after only 15 overs. In the last 3 Ladies World T20 tournaments, England have reached the final but have lost every time. And the 2018 Formula One motor racing season ended on Sunday with the final meeting in Abu Dhabi, where it was a familiar 1-2 at the end, Lewis Hamilton taking the chequered flag, Sebastian Vettel for Ferrari trailing in behind him. Hamilton had begun the race from pole position and was never seriously troubled in his quest for his 11th win of the year. He had, of course, earned the title of champion for the year 2 races ago. Indeed, he finished the season no fewer than 88 points ahead of Vettel in second place. The Red Bull driver Verstappen finished the race in third place. The makers of Hamilton's car Mercedes also topped the Constructors' Championship, with Ferrari about 80 points behind and Red Bull third, more than 100 points back, the rest nowhere. That's all from the Sports Desk this week. Be with you again with the latest news next time.